It's Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're going to continue on. We are at the 49th chapter. I think we're in the middle of it, but let's get right into our study. This is getting interesting. It's always been interesting, but the book of Jeremiah is just powerful. Now, we've been talking about the Edomites. And as for you, as for the terror of you, speaking of the Edomites, the arrogance of your heart has deceived you. Now, remember, arrogance can and will deceive, always will. Arrogance of the heart, the pride of man. It deceives a person into thinking something that they're not, actually. And they can be so fooled by their own confidence, self-confidence, and you know, you've heard so many preachers say that, oh yeah, you know, I am the righteousness of God. Be careful. I mean, even though you are all these things, don't get to the point where you think of yourself as better than anybody else. And you're not. You're no better than anybody else. Just because the blood of Christ has cleansed you, don't think that you're better than someone else, because if you do, you're liable to get in on the wrong side of the fence, and that may get you in trouble. So be real careful, because you don't want to get in somewhere where you don't want to be. Let's go ahead and now this Edom was located. I think I mentioned this, but it warrants to mention it again. Edom was located in the Rock City Fortress that today is known as Petra, the Rock City of Petra. And I'm sure you've seen the Rock City of Petra on the History Channel and National Geographic and other things. It's very interesting how it's been carved out. In southern Jordan, Edom thought she was invincible because of her location. Edom was destroyed because of her pride. Pride destroys individuals as well as nations. It makes us think that we can take care of ourselves without God's help. But you need God's help regardless of how strong and how powerful you are. Even serving God and others can lead us into pride. So be careful. Take inventory of your life and service for God, and ask God to point out and remove any pride that you may be harboring someplace, because it can hide. Pride can hide from you. And as we read this, Edom became an object of horror, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah with its neighbors, says the Lord. No one will live there, nor will a son of man reside in it. Behold, one will come up like a lion from the thickets of the Jordan against the against a perennial water pasture, for in an instant I will make him run from it, and whoever is chosen I'll appoint over it. For who is like me, and who will summon me into court? No one is going to challenge God. When it's all gets down to it, God is not going to be challenged. It's going to be the way God said it, not the way the Quran said it, not the way Muhammad said it, but it's going to be the way that God said it. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, not Allah, not anybody else. So get that down into your thinking. Therefore, hear the plan of the Lord, which he had planned against Edom, and his purposes, which he had purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely they will drag them off, even the little ones, of the flock, surely he will make their pasture desolate because of them. The earth has quaked at the noise of their downfall. There is an outcry, the noise of it has been heard at the Red Sea. Behold, he will mount up and swoop like an eagle and spread out his wings against Bozrah. And the hearts of the mighty man of Edom in that day will be like the heart of a woman in labor. Concerning Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are put to shame. For they have heard bad news. They are disheartened. There is anxiety by the sea. It cannot be calmed. Damascus has become helpless. She is turned away to flee, and panic has gripped her. Distress and pangs have taken hold of her, like a woman in childbirth. How the city of praise has not been deserted, the town of my joy. Therefore, her young men will fall in the streets, and all the men of war will be silenced in that day, declares the Lord of hosts. I will set fire to the wall of Damascus, and it will devour the fortified towers of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar. Now, these are different prophecies against different places. Damascus was the capital of Aram, north of Israel. This city was defeated by both Assyria and Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar attacked and defeated Damascus in 605 B.C., that's in Amos, the first chapter, verse 4 to 5. It is difficult to attribute the defeat of the army to a particular event, but God utterly destroyed Aram. And concerning Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazar, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated, thus says the Lord, arise and go up to Kedar and devastate the men of the east. They will take away their tents and their flocks. They will carry off for themselves their tent curtains, all their goods and their camels, and they will call out one to another, terror on every side. Terror on every side. Run away, flee, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazar, declares the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has formed a plan against you and devised a scheme against you. Arise, go up against the nation which is at ease. Which lives securely, declares the Lord. It has no gates or bars. They dwell alone. And the Kedar, as verse mentioned in verse 28 here, Kedar and Hazor were a nomadic tribes. They were nomadic tribes east of Israel and south of Aram in the desert. In 599 BC, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed them. And that's what happened in this particular part. Arise and go against a nation which is at ease, which lives securely, declares the Lord. It has no gates, no bars. They dwell alone. Their camels will become a plunder. There are many cattle for booty. And I will scatter to all the winds, those who cut the corners of their hair. And I will bring their disaster from every tide and from every side, declares the Lord. Hazar will become a haunt of jackals, desolation forever. No one will live there, nor will a son of man reside in it. Nobody's going to live there either. And that which came as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I am going to break the bow of Elam, the finest of their might. I will bring upon Elam the four winds from the four ends of heaven, and will scatter them to all these winds, and there will be no nation to which the outcasts of Elam will not go. So I will shatter Elam before their enemies, and before those who seek their lives, I will bring calamity upon them. Even my fierce anger, declares the Lord, and I will send out the sword after them until I have consumed them. Then I will set my throne in Elam and destroy out of it king and princes, declares the Lord. But it will come about in the last days that I will restore the fortunes of Elam, declares the Lord. I'm going to destroy Elam, but I'm going to in the last days I'm going to restore it as well. Elam lay east of Babylon and was attacked by Nebuchadnezzar in 597 BC. Later, Elam became the nucleus of this of the Persian Empire. That's in Daniel the 8th chapter in verse 2. And the residence of Darius, actually, if you can imagine that. The throne represents God's judgment and sovereignty. God would preside over Elam's destruction. He is the king over all kings, including Elam's. And he would, God wants to preside over each and every place on the face of the earth. Now, does that sound like bad on God's part? No, that's exactly what God did, because he wanted to bring about his authority throughout the entire country. And this is what happened to the place of Elam. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us not to have the pride that destroyed entire countries, entire kingdoms. Help us to realize, wake up. Wake up all of a sudden and say, hey, you know what? I got too much pride. I think I'll do an evaluation on myself and say, you know what? I'm going to get rid of it, because it will kill a person. It will destroy. It will bring to naught. And you won't have anything left, because pride is a killer. It is a killer. And don't think you're somebody just because you've served God forever, you know, and you think that God owes you. No, that's pride as well. So be careful. God, forgive us, cleanse us, cover us with your blood in Jesus' name. And let us realize when pride takes a foothold in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. I'd sure like to hear from you guys. And also, would you please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Until tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.